Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, make some noise. Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise. Come on, make some noise out there.
Welcome to Word Outreach International with your host, Dr. Jerry O. Robinson, bringing practical teaching, spiritual insight, and prophetic utterances from the Word of God. So call your friends and family and tell them to tune in right now to Word Outreach International. May God continue to richly bless you.
That's right, friend. I know somebody who knows it all. Listen, it's so much turmoil going on in the world today. I'm your host, Dr. Jerry Robinson, and it's History Report International. And I'm glad to be back with you on again on another Blog Talk Radio broadcast, sharing with you the infallible, uncompromised, inerrant Word of God. We know somebody who knows it all, and his name is Jesus, and he knows the future, he knows the past, and he knows everything. He knows the first and the last. He knows everything that needs to happen in the earth. Isaiah said he went into the end and came back to the beginning and began to work it out. So I'm glad today that I know who holds the future. And who holds the past? He holds everything, the first and the last. That's right, friend. I know someone. It's so much turmoil going on around in our society today. You heard me do podcast here recently on civil unrest. And there's so much unrest that's been going on in the land. So many major topics that we deal with as a people in this world. One of them is, and a lot of them, but more particularly in the African-American community, Black Lives Matter. With the recent election 2016 with Secretary Clinton and Donald Trump, our president now-to-be, who's in office. So many things centered around it. And so many people saying that they were not going to vote. So many people saying that they would vote. And so many people, so many scandals going out about things, the polls being rigged, and all of the turmoil and the chaos and all of the confusion that's in our society. Both parties are really causing each other pain and sorrow from so many slanders and slanderous words. But, and all of these things, media scandals, media interruptions, all of these things are centered around the way we think and the way we view, first of all, our country, this United States of America, and our political arena all together. Some people said it was not even worth taking their time out to even view both candidates' attitudes and mindsets on certain issues and policies. So much confusion in the earth. But I'm glad today that I know someone who knows it all. He knows the future, he knows the past. As I once, just songwriter just said, he knows everything, the first and the last. As a matter of fact, right now we are facing with some of the people who, after this election, some of them, all of the protesting that is going on. And one of my good friends, Steve Carmen, said, well, you know, the people are doing something that in these protests, the very thing that they're saying that they're against, they're actually advocating it in a demonstrative way. Now, listen, I'm not opposed to protesting. I'm not opposed to people are letting out their emotions or frustrations or either their mind about whatever they believe in passionately. But if we are, as a country and a nation, concerned about unity, I thought it would be a good idea, as Penny Fuller, one of my best friends, our best friend down there in Plant City, Florida, shared. She said, you know, one of the things that could really solve a lot of problems in this political arena at this particular time, which I thought is a great idea. I'm sorry I'm going into politics today, but I just wanted to share some things about it, amen. And that is, she said, listen, she said, if either president, the Secretary of State Clinton, or either President-elect Obama at this time would just take out the time and say something to the groups of people, basically, who are Democratic. And listen, by the way, I've told you on past podcast that I'm a bipartisan person, but I voted, yes, I did. But at the end of the day, this man of God, this preacher you listen to on this podcast, is a theocrat. And somebody says, well, what is a theocrat? A theocrat is a person who is God-ruled. And so I'm God-ruled today. That's theos is God. That's what the meaning of theo is. And that's my place in the earth. I'm a theocrat. So I'm God-ruled. Now, I'm not saying that I'm anti-American and that I'm against and opposed to the structure and the Constitution of the United States of America. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I'm God-ruled, and so my job is to make things better in this country and not worse. So what she said to me concerning these demonstrations is, if one of the candidates would get up and make an appeal and say, look, you said this early on in the conversations that after the White House with President Obama and President-elect now Trump, that we were about peace. So just for a side trip, the candidate, the president-elect, could say to the Secretary of State, look, make a statement to the people to calm them down, to stop the rioting, and some of this in some places rioting, of course, and let's come together and bring a truce together. If we're really about the peace of the nation, if we're really about coming together to make a change, if we're really about doing what's right, then let's all come together. Now listen, I can hear some of you saying in the background, well, you don't understand. Yes, I do. If anybody understands, I do as an African-American. If anybody understands, I do as a person of color. Listen, I understand. But I also understand that if I am to promote goodwill toward men, my position should be one of peace. And since I've been called to be a peacemaker in the world, then therefore I am holding this position today as being a peacemaker. Now, I'm not saying that I would not oppose evil. I'm not saying that. I'm very adamant about evil, and I will oppose it with all my heart. If anything is unjust, I am there to oppose it. And anything, murder, whatever you say concerning Black Lives Matter, I oppose murder. Listen, I'm not so much about races as much as I am about good and evil. That's the fight and that's the struggle that we're dealing with in this country, in this land today. It's not so much about races as much as it is about good and evil. There are good people and there are bad people. And so, therefore, we deal with good and evil. There's God, as we call Yahweh, and there is the devil. And so my fight today, as the Apostle Paul said, in your fight, if you're a believer, is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. That's Ephesians chapter 6, verse around about 10. Listen, we're not advocating violence. We're not advocating anti-American slurs or anything that opposes what's right in this country. And I'm not opposing anybody's stand altogether if you are for peace. But when there's confusion, the scripture says that God is not the author of confusion. Listen, he's not. And so I'm talking, listen, let me appeal to the believers. I know that most of you guys out there are not believers, and what I mean believers is I'm talking about somebody who professes to be a part of the family of God or a part of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been born again. You've been redeemed. You've been changed. I was sharing with some of my friends on Saturday night as we were invited to be with some of our friends, lovely friends that we have here in my city or in Texas, and we were discussing the problems that surround us as individuals at a particular time, especially on the university campuses, when there are so many things. Most of our, we were having a get together concerning our students, our children who had gone on to college. And the mindset of America at this particular time, especially with young people and my age group and all of the people that are centered around all these politics, we've just done so many things that have caused us to be confused as a nation and a people. Now, listen, I'm talking to believers now. Listen, let me say this. You've heard me use this scripture so many times, and I'm going to say it again. Righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Listen, I'm going to say it one more time. Righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And so God has called us, you and me, to be righteous. I'm going to say that again. We've been called to be righteous. We've been chosen to be righteous. So righteousness exalted a nation, not politics, and not the social arena that we live in today through all of the methods of methodology that we use to say that we calm down the behaviors of men. And I know that I'm seemingly to you probably at this point somewhat maybe off of base where you want to be. But when it all gets down to it, you say I'm rambling. No. What I'm telling you and I is, as believers, is that we've been called to be peacemakers in the earth. We've been called to be the righteousness of God in the earth. And we've been called to exalt a nation. And for the most part, the reason why I believe that most of the what we are experiencing in the land is because people haven't seen us as believers exhort righteousness. And what is righteousness? In right standings with God. In other words, most of us have been out of order because we haven't been in right standing seemingly with the Lord that we say we believe in. Okay. All right, so much for that. I was on that bandwagon. Yes, I am. Yes, I'm very, at this particular time, adamant about my position as a believer, my position as a leader, my position as a spokesperson, my position as someone who is sharing concerning all of the things that we are centered around. This one of the greatest things that I appreciate about the election, and this will probably give you an idea of who I voted for, but it really doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I'm glad that I believe we have an opportunity to get things right. Now, under the previous administration, all I can say is that we were headed in the wrong direction concerning a lot of things on the spiritual platform. One of the areas that I was most concerned about, and I want you to hear me well today, because this is something that is very important to us as a nation and a people, and that is our position with Israel. And to know that the present administration that is entering into the 2017 arena for being the leaders of this country, to know that we have the alliance and we have kept our agreement with those people is what's major to me as a man of God. And it should be major to you as believers in Christ Jesus. To hold our position, because God said to us in the scriptures, he said, if we will bless Israel, his chosen people, then he would bless us. Now listen, we're really a part of Israel, because as Apostle Paul said, that we were like the wild olive branches grafted in to be a part of these chosen people. Now, if you want to talk about anything in this earth today, the most hated people in the earth today are Christians, or Christians as I call them, believers in Christ Jesus, who is the Messiah, Yeshua, and Israel. But who is their protector today? Is it the politics of this world? Is it the security that we say we have in this life? No, sir. I want to tell you today that the protection of Israel and the protection now of the United States of America is the Lord God Almighty. I'm going to say it one more time. It's not our bombs. It's not our. It's not the satellites that we have in space with missiles pointed at other nations. It's not the weaponry that we have, the armory that we have to do things in this society in terms of warfare. But if anything is going to protect us and anybody, I want to tell you today the believer's protection is God Almighty, and the nation's protection is God Almighty. I want to be clear about that. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have wisdom. I'm not saying that we shouldn't use strategies. I'm not saying we shouldn't protect ourselves or have means to do that. But at the end of the day, God is the protector of any nation. Now, with that being said, somebody says, well, you know, I believe that this country is lost and we are on our way to hell in a handbasket. Well, I can agree with that, but I believe that God has given us extra time and 4 more years to get this thing right. In the book of Isaiah chapter 3, somebody says, well, it's the United States. We're being judged. I agree with that. I heard a guy say that the other day, and I agree with that. I can vow for that. That God has us in judgment. Judgment does not mean that we've been condemned. Judgment only means that God is saying to us, look, I want to get your attention. I want you to get some things right here. I want you to do some things that that you say that you would do as a people. See, listen, the thing that this prophet Isaiah saw in his day, in the book of Isaiah chapter 3, he says, for behold, the Lord of hosts, he doeth take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff. Listen, God was saying here, he had Judah and he had Jerusalem in judgment, or Jerusalem and Judah, because they did not continue to keep the ordinances and the commandments that he has shared with them as being a nation. Now listen, we say in God be trusted, and in this country we say that we have all of our confidence in our and all of the constitution that we say that we live by is predicated on our founding fathers who believed in God be trust. Now, listen. Now, for the African-American, and I speak as a spokesperson for African-Americans and not just a spokesperson, but listen, as a people, when you say that to us, then I can understand the civil unrest outside on my people's side of point of view, because we felt like that we haven't been given a fair shake, or we've been basically without an identity in this country. We've been called African Americans, but for the most part, for the longest, we were without identity. And I can understand what you're saying on the Aryan side, that you shouldn't, or either the Caucasian or my European brothers on your side, you're saying that you founded this country and this land and that it belongs to you. But if you really come down to it, there were Native Americans here before anybody, and so we all owe them an apology. So, you know, let's get together and come and bring a truce. We that's the past. Let's make things better for the future. But if we don't, we are going to continue to suffer under the judgment hand or the judgment of the God that we say that we trust and believe in. Why? Why do you say that? He says to the people in Judah, this is Jerusalem and Israel doing today. We use this as a typology. God is speaking to them and saying to them without a shadow of a doubt. And I want to keep up with my time. But without a shadow of a doubt, he's saying to them, in this particular passage of Scripture, you read it when you get an opportunity. The prophet Isaiah saying, God tells them, I will take away your stay and your staff. But he was, and the stay of, is really bread. And the whole stay of water. What God was saying is, he said, look, I said back in the early part of my ministry, in the late 70s coming into the 80s, and it kind of gives you an idea of how long I've been ministering. But listen, I made this statement. I said, if our land has to start buying water to sustain ourselves, then we're going to really be in trouble. And that's a bad thing to say. And back then, we were drinking basically tap water. We were basically drinking water that came from the tap or either the faucet, as we call it. We didn't have any problems with that water being contaminated. But because we've been so wicked, and I'm going to say this today, and I know a lot of you don't believe what I'm saying, but you go back and you trace it and study and you'll see what I'm talking about. Because we've been so opposed to the ordinances of God, because we've been so opposed to the good things of God that he's done for us in this country and this nation, and we've done everything that we were big enough to do, he began to start putting judgment on us. Now we have to buy water now in order for us to actually get good water. And this was one of the things that started happening to Jerusalem and Judah when God brought them into judgment concerning his ordinances and his statutes and his commandments. He said, I'm going to take away your stay and your bread. Listen, there used to be a time that we could eat food in this country and wouldn't get sick. As a matter of fact, we would be able to profit from the nutrients in it, and we would be able to eat just the food and get all of the vitamins and proteins and all of the necessary nutrition that we needed to survive. But now we have so many synthetic vitamins and so many of this and that on the market to keep us healthy and to keep us from being sick. And now if you get sick, if you take medication, if the medication doesn't make you sicker than what you are, then you're basically, you're okay. But most of the times the medication that we are taking now makes us worse than what we are with the disease that we are dealing with. From the process of dealing with the medication. Does that sound like something is wrong here? There was a time that people who ate just regular things lived and didn't have problems with their system or didn't have problems with anything about them. I'm just using this as an example. Are you hearing me today? Are you listening to me? Am I making sense? Is this really making sense to you, that how far we have turned away from the God that we say we trust in, the one we say that we have abided in, the one who says that we trust in for this nation and this country, even from our local government municipalities, all the way to the state and the federal level, we say that he is God to the United States of America. But when it comes down to it, we hate our brothers, we murder, we kill, we steal, we fornicate, we commit adultery, we have people who are felons when it comes down to arsony, or we have people who embezzle and steal and take and rob. Listen, look where we are. And we do it openly, and we say that, well, you know, I was just having a bad day. One man, you know, I shared this scenario with you before, when students can go into our universities on the campuses of our schools and shoot 5 and 10 people or 20 or how many other, and go into our major theaters or whatever and do those things. We're talking about terrorists being in our country. Listen, we've had problems and chaos all the time among ourselves, not just for what we call terrorism coming into the country. We've always had these issues, and it's all because of the fact that we would not abide by just the commandments and the statutes and the things that we say as Judeo-Christian believers in the country. Oh yeah, I'm on the wagon. I'm on my platform today. I guess you would call me my soapbox. But we have turned so far away from God until we don't even know how far away we've gotten. We don't even know how far away we've become now, because of the fact that we, as a people, have forsaken the commandments. So bear with me as I share with you the prophet Isaiah's plight dealing with Jerusalem and Judah. Jerusalem, God's, the apple of God's eye. Judah, the praise people, the tribe, the group of that particular city, one of the tribes of that city, who God had his eye on because they were to worship him and to adore him and to be the God. As a matter of fact, Jesus was out of the tribe, our Messiah, out of the lion, out of the tribe of that particular Judah. He was out of that. So God is now judging. See, listen, United States was set in the earth, I believe with all my heart, to be a beacon or a light to the world in terms of evangelism and the gospel. But we polluted those things. And listen, you're going to come back and hear me on some other broadcast. You come back tomorrow. Listen, as we come down to the last minute of this broadcast. But I want to say this. We were to be a beacon, and we are a beacon, but for somewhere in this process, we've lost our identity as being what God called this nation. And as I close today, I'm going to say it one more time. I'm not concerned about what goes on in our society. I'm not concerned about how our society, and when I say concerned, I mean I'm not bringing that as a premise to condemn people. I'm bringing it as a premise to warn people that God is and will be and always will be looking at us as a people, grace and mercy, to make a change in the earth. Listen, come back with me tomorrow, and we're going to get into this prophet Isaiah's situation as he deals with the children of Israel. But in the meantime, I know someone.
In his hand, I'm not worried.